Now we got to get back on the
Love
road.
Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the pimp comic, hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So, welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. And right now, we're going to start with the NBA playoffs. And in the Eastern Conference, the playoffs are between the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics. And Miami Heat was winning the series 3-0 or 3-1. And now I don't know what the series is now. Is it 3-2 or is it 4-0 Miami Heat? What's the record now, DJ? Did Miami go ahead and win the series?
So Boston, the Boston Celtics lead that series 3-2.
What? Boston's leading the series against Miami Heat? They're leading them 3-2? It was Miami 3-0. And now Boston's played, they've won 2 games in a row? And now it's, no, it can't be 3-2 Boston.
No. You mistakenly reported it as Miami 3, Boston 0 when it was actually 2-2 on Friday.
Oh. So it's tied. Now it's 3-2 in favor of who? Boston?
Boston. Right.
Oh, no. Miami. You better... And they play tonight, right? Game 6.
They play game 6 tomorrow night.
Oh, game 6 tomorrow. So Miami got to win or they go home. Oh, no, Miami.
Yeah.
I was thinking that you were going to win the series and go to the playoffs for the first time in your NBA history. But it looks like Boston Celtics are making their way back to the top of the Heat again. All right, well, we'll have to see what happens with Miami, with Boston up 3-2. Oh, I'm so shocked. All right, Miami, you got to win or go home. All right, well, let's go to the Western Conference. And it was Golden State Warriors 3, and the Dallas Mavericks were 0. So what's that series look like? Don't tell me Dallas won 2 games. I can't believe that. So what's that series like, DJ? It's 3-1 now.
It's 3-1 because Golden State lost on Tuesday night, I think it was. And so, yeah, now Golden State leads the series 3-1, and they play again tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, which is 6 p.m. Pacific time.
All right. Come on, Golden State. You got to beat Dallas and send them home because they can't win. They got to go home tonight. All right. So that's what it looks like. It looks like the Golden State Warriors are on the edge of winning the Pacific Conference Championship, the West Conference Championship, unless the Dallas Mavericks can pull out another miraculous win in this playoff series. But I don't think they can. I think Golden State is going to end it tonight. All right, so now we got the Miami Heat, who I thought was going to win the series, is now behind the Boston Celtics. Oh, no. So it looks like it's going to be two NBA champions playing against each other. That'll be the Boston Celtics playing against the Golden State Warriors. Dallas Mavericks have never won a championship, and the Miami Heat have never won a championship. So it looks like it's going to be the two championship teams playing against each other. So we'll have to see, ladies and gentlemen. We'll just have to stay aware and listen to the games the next couple of days to see if Boston goes ahead and wins the Eastern Conference. And then if Golden State goes ahead and beats the Dallas Mavericks and wins the Western Conference, then we'll have two championship teams playing against each other. So we'll wait and see what happens by this weekend. We'll wait and see who's going to be the Eastern Conference champion and who's going to be the Western Conference champion and who's going to go to the NBA Finals championship playoff. All right. Now, that's G Money's sports report. Now, we have G Money's news report. Well, there was a shooting in Texas. A lone gunman went into an elementary school and shot up the school, killed 19 elementary school kids and killed two teachers and shot one other adult. So it was 22 people shot in the shootout at Roe Elementary in Broadville, Texas. I think that's the name of the city where the elementary school, where they had a shootout in the elementary school. And the policeman killed the shooter as he walked through the campus unloading on kids. And nobody could stop him before he killed 19 students. And he shot two teachers. Wow. That is amazing that the man walked through the elementary school campus without being confronted by anybody before he unloaded and killed 19 students and two school teachers. Wow. And that happened on Tuesday, the 24th of May. The gunman went into that elementary school and shot 19 kids plus two teachers. And he shot his grandmother in the face. And she's under critical condition right now in the hospital. And that was 8 days after somebody went in to Buffalo, New York, and shot up people at a high school in Buffalo, New York. 12 people were killed in New York. So what are we going to do about this, people? The Senate, the Congress, has to pass some gun laws to stop people from being able to buy guns, because both of the shooters within the last 2 weeks were like 18 years old, and they just walked into a gun store and bought an AK-47 and then bought all of the ammunition to load up with those guns to walk onto the elementary school campus, onto a junior high school and high school campus, and just unload on the students. What are we going to do about this? We need to pass some laws. But until that time comes, we got to talk to our representatives, our House of Representatives and our Senate. They got to pass some laws to stop people from turning 18 and going and buying guns and shooting up the neighborhood. Well, that's G Money's news report right now, until we have some better laws put on the books. That's the way it's going down in the United States of America. All right. Well, I'm G Money, Pimp Comic, and I want to say, early in the morning, late at night, two dead boys got up to fight back to back. They faced each other. They drew their swords and they shot each other. The deaf policeman heard the noise and came and shot the two dead boys. Now, if you don't believe this tale is true, ask the blind man, because he saw it too. Duh, duh, duh. It's enough killing going on. We got to stop the killing. Stop the firepower in the United States of America. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
So one Christmas, I got a new bicycle, and my best friend got a new bicycle too. And so one day, we decided that we were going to ride our bikes to church. And I found out he didn't have a lock for his bike. And I told him, oh, that's all right. We'll lock your bike up out here by the bike rack with my lock. And I'll put my bike in the yard of the rectory. So we went in and we had mass and we got finished with the mass. And I walked out and then I walked into the backyard behind the church and my bike wasn't there. And when I got home, I had to explain to my mother and my father that somebody stole my bike. And they were like, I see you got your lock. And I said, yeah, I know. I'm only in the fifth grade, Mama, so I'm not real smart yet.
Bum, bum, bubba-dum, bum, 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 bubba-dum. Call it
question. When Broker got moving, her hips were humming in the wind. The ground started shaking, no grass grew where she'd been. The music was pumping, the crowd had formed the ring. Our sisters yelled, "Funky Broker, do your thing!" For your information, Bertha had three sisters, Betty Butt, Bella Butt, and Bathsheba Butt.
When Bertha
Bertha Butt did a boogie. She started the Bertha Butt boogie.
I was in the 11th grade, and I was an athlete. Between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right. I had a yo-yo. I had a Duncan yo-yo. And my yo-yo went with me everywhere. I yo-yoed between classes. I yo-yoed at lunchtime. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yoed all the time. And I got so good at my yo-yo, and I could do three tricks. I could walk the dog, and then I could rock the cradle, and then you did around the world. Yeah, I was good with my three tricks. I was really good with that. And I practiced every day, and I always had my yo-yo with me. My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G-Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money radio show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366.
That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody. That's right. Welcome, everybody. All your fans, your friends, and your cousins and relatives to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and now it's time for me to share a story with you. I'm real famous for my stories because I'm the ultimate storyteller. That's right. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, the ultimate storyteller, and I want to share a story with you. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, get you something to drink, a Coke, a soda, a beer, or a coffee, and listen to the story that I have to tell you. It's going to be an interesting one, so sit back and listen, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Grade about 1972, I was walking the neighborhood with my four friends. Was Warren, who was in the eighth grade at St. Eugene's Catholic Elementary School, and with Ricky Holloway, who was at Horace Mann Junior High School, public school, and his little brother, Bernard, who was in elementary school. He was in the sixth grade in elementary school. And we were walking the neighborhood, and we were just talking about girls. And Ricky was telling us some stories about some of the girls at his public junior high school. Now, me and Warren both went to Catholic elementary schools, so we didn't have the freedom to run behind buildings and to kiss girls in the classroom and stuff like that. It wasn't anything going on like that in our school, but in the public schools, Ricky was telling us stories, and he was especially talking to his little brother about stories that went on in his junior high school. He said girls were going behind the bungalow, and they were doing the hoochie-coochie behind the bungalows. And the girls were going into empty classrooms and kissing and hugging on boys. And girls were going across the street to their houses if their parents weren't home. And they were going and spending the day with boys at their house. And boys were taking girls across the street to their house. And everybody was messing around. And Bernard was excited. He was like, he was in the sixth grade. He said he can't wait to get to junior high school. Boy, he's going to have a lot of girlfriends. And me and Warren were looking at each other, and I don't know how many girlfriends Warren had, because Warren was light-skinned, and he had a big curly afro, but Ricky was light-skinned, and he had a curly afro. But me and Bernard, we were chocolate. We were black boys. And I didn't have a lot of girlfriends. I had a lot of friends, a lot of girls that liked me, but I didn't have no girlfriends. Everybody wanted to be like my sister, or they wanted me to be their brother. They didn't want to have no relationships with me. So that's how I grew up in the early 70s. That's how it was. So if you were dark, you didn't get no love. And I found out that they were having a lot of relations in the public schools. So that's what Ricky was telling his brother. And when his brother said, oh, when I get to the seventh grade, I'm going to be in junior high school. I'm going to have girlfriends. I'm going to have a lot of girlfriends. And he really thought he was going to have a lot of girlfriends. And I was just, I didn't want to bust his bubble and tell him that you were going to get called little black boy, that you were going to be a chocolate drop, that people weren't going to love you and respect you because you're dark. And black was not the color to be. It was like you were last on the barrel. You know, all the light-skinned guys and girls got picked first, and then the chocolate guys got the last pick. We were the last ones that people made, they dated. So Bernard was excited about going to junior high school. And the next year, when he got to seventh grade, he went to school, and he was trying to be a playboy. He was going to school, and he come home, and all the kids at his school, all the light-skinned guys, had big afros. They had started wearing the afros in the 70s, and I think that's when the Jackson 5 came out. Everybody on the Jacksons, it was all black males, but they all had big afros, and that's what made them real popular. Plus, they could sing, and they could play instruments. That made them really popular. So the big afros became the look for everybody. Everybody wanted to have a big afro. And in the Olympics, the 72 Olympics, they had the guys that were winning in the races, in the track, and all of them had big afros. And they stood up on the podium in the first, second, and third place podium, and they had their fists in the air. They had black leather gloves on with their fists in the air. And they all had big afros. Angela Davis was a professor at UCLA, and she was involved in the civil rights movement. They were trying to get Martin Luther King's birthday a national holiday. So she was speaking all across the country on behalf of Martin Luther King. And Angela had a big afro. And that's what she was known for, having this big afro. So we were trying to get our afros together. And all the dark guys had short hair, but they had little BBs in their hair. Their hair didn't have big curly locks. They had little BBs. And so what we started doing was we started having people braid our hair. I know I went to my mother, and I told her, Mama, I want you to braid my hair. And my mother braided my hair. She put twigs in my hair, and they called them plaits. And that's what my mother did. And my mother told me my hair was kind of hard for her to braid because my hair was kind of short because I used to get haircuts a lot. My daddy always cut my hair, and we used to brush my hair. My hair was so nappy that I couldn't even comb it with a comb. I had to brush it with a brush. And then we would pat it down to make it the little tiny curls. They look like little nuts, little, I don't know, but you would pat your hair down to get it to be nice and smooth and round. So now everybody was trying to get their hair braided. And Bernard hadn't had a haircut in a long time, so his hair was kind of long, but he would pat it down to make it nice and round. And he had his mother braid his hair, and he went from having a half-inch afro to having a 3-inch puff afro. I mean, he came out, and his hair was in a big afro. And everybody was shocked. We were like, wow, look at your hair, dude. And he just thought he was the shit after that. He just knew he was fine, and the girls liked him. They thought he had good hair because he had braided his hair up and combed it out, and he had a big puff 3-inch afro. And girls were really liking that. So I was trying to get my hair braided all of the time so that my hair would be big and stand out too. And in fact, when I couldn't get it braided, I would take a hot comb to my hair, and I would hot comb, I would press my hair and make it as straight as possible, and then I would comb it into a natural, an afro, and my hair would be long. It looked a lot longer than it did when it just regularly had them little tiny curls in my hair. Now I had big curls. My hair was almost straight, but I had big curls in my hair, and my afro stood out. And I was like, yeah, now I got a big afro, and girls would think I'm cute. And that was the way that I started getting girls.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
I was at the mall, sipping on a milkshake, playing the wall, taking a break, admiring the girls with the bamboo earrings, baby hair and body built to swing. That's when I seen her, her name was Tina, grace and poise, kinda like a ballerina. I said, how you doing? My name's Big L. Don't ask me how I'm living, cause yo, I'm living swell. But then again, I'm living kinda foul, cause my girl don't know that I'm out on the prowl. To make a long story short, I got the digits. Called on my car phone and paid her a visit. I was thanking her, chewing her and doing her, laughing cause my girl didn't know that I was screwing her, laying like a king on sheets of satin. That's what time it is, you know what's happening. She had a big old booty, I was doing my duty. I mean, yo, I admit that my girl's a cutie, but Tina was exotic, Earl's my witness, with the kind of legs that put stockings out of business. When I went home, I kissed my girl on the cheek, but in the back of my mind, it was a big butt freak. I sat my girl down, I couldn't hold it in, and said to her, with a devilish grin, Tina got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true, but Tina got a big old butt, so I'm leaving you. Tina got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true, but Tina got a big old butt, so I'm leaving you. I went to the high school about 3 o'clock to try to catch a cutie, ride my jock, my homeboy's Jeep, the system blasting, cold 40 dogs, smiling and laughing.
girls all over, the kind I adore. I felt like a kid in a candy store. That's when I seen her, her name was Brenda. She had the kind of booty that I'd always remember. I said to my man, stop the Jeep. She's only 17, but yo, don't sleep. I kicked the bait like an NFL punter and scoped the booty like a big game hunter. I said to the girl, yo, you look tired. Go get some rest, relax by the fire. I put the big booty on the basket rug. She gave me a kiss, I gave her a hug. I said to the girl, them young boys ain't nothing. You wanna get freaky, let me kiss your belly button. I circled it and teased it and made a squeal. Grabbed a pack of bullets and pulled out the steel. When I was through, I wiped the sweat from my eyes. Went to the kitchen and got some sweet potato pies. Tina busted in my house while I was eating. You know what I said? Too bad you caught me cheating, but Brenda got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true, but Brenda got a big old butt, so I'm leaving you. Brenda got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true, but Brenda got a big old butt, so I'm leaving you. I went to Red Lobster for shrimp and steak around the time when the waitresses are on their lunch break. I pulled in the parking lot, parked my car. Somebody shouted out, I don't care who you are. I paid it no attention, I walked inside. Brian had a 9 and he was chilling in the ride. I walked in the place, everybody was looking. And shrimp and steak wasn't the only thing cooking. I sat down to eat, ordered my food. I said to the waitress, I don't mean to be rude, but I'll take you on a platter. She said, you got a girl. I said, it don't matter. You look like you're tastier than piping hot pizza. What's your name? She said, my tag says Lisa. I said, okay, you're smart and all that, but when you get off work, yo, I'll be back. She looked at me and said, make yourself clear. L, where we going? I said, right here. She looked kind of puzzled. I said, you'll see. I pulled up at 10 on the DOT. When she walked out the door, I threw my tongue down her throat. Pushed her back aside and pulled off her coat. Laid her on the table and placed my order and gave her a tip much bigger than a quarter. On and on till the break of dawn. All over the restaurant, word is born. I heard somebody coughing. I checked my watch. I couldn't believe it said 9 o'clock. I grabbed my pants, put on my Kango. Who did I see? Oh, yo, it was Brenda. Yo, she worked at Red Lobster, but I didn't remember. Lisa got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true, but Lisa got a big old butt, so I'm leaving you. See ya. Lisa got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true, but Lisa got a big old butt, so I'm leaving you. See ya.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. And we looked up, and the blood had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents...
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Gerard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worthing pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. All right, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. And now I'd like to share some information with you on social media. Go to TikTok and look up G Money the Pimp Comic on my TikTok site, and you can listen to 12 jokes that I recorded for your listening pleasure. And then go to Instagram, go to G Money the Pimp Comic and my Instagram site, and you can listen to the information that I recorded on Instagram on rants and raves and stories and music on Instagram for your listening pleasure. And then go to G Money's Pimp Comic Twitter page. That's right, I got a Twitter page with a lot of information that I recorded, music videos, stories, jokes on Twitter, and rants that you can follow along with. And then go to G Money's YouTube page and listen to the stories and the music that I recorded on YouTube for your listening pleasure. And then after you go to YouTube, go to SoundCloud and listen to the music that I recorded for your listening pleasure, all on the social media platform on the internet. Just look for G Money, the Pimp Comic, and you can listen to all of my activities that I recorded for your listening pleasure. And then, once you finish with my social media, go to my website, Storytime, www.storytime.com. Storytime with GMoney.com. And you can pull up the website, and it has a lot of different menus with activities that you can pull up and listen to what I've recorded for your listening pleasure. The first menu is Blog Talk Radio. That's my radio show that I've been recording for 4 years. I got 800 stories that I recorded for your listening pleasure. Jokes, stories, music, all kind of things on my story site. And then go down the menu to, you get to GMoney products, and I have a whole list of products that you can buy from my product store with the G, with the $3 signs on it. You can buy cups and glasses, towels, hats, hoodies, t-shirts with G with the $3 sign. That's GMoney. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. So you can buy all of the activities, all of the products on GMoney's product store with G with the $3 sign for your wearing and showcasing pleasure. And then you go to the next menu, and you can sign up as a fan club in my fan club menu. Be a member of GMoney's fan club. And you can sign up by putting your name, your phone number, your address, and your date of birth and register to be a fan in my fan club. And we'll recognize you on your birthday and on the date that's most important in your life. Your birthday will be the day that we recognize you on social media, and we'll recognize you on your birthday. And then from there, you can go to stories, the menu that has all of my stories that I recorded for your listening pleasure. I got 18 story albums that you can pull up, GMoney's Pimp Comic stories, and listen to all of the stories. I have story albums. I have 18 to 20 story albums that you can purchase for your listening pleasure. It's $20 an album, but you'll have hours of listening pleasure. And then you can go to my comedy album, and you can listen to all the jokes and the stories that I recorded on my comedy album, GMoney, the Pimp Comic. Story Time with GMoney. That's my comedy album, and it's available right now for you to purchase, so you can have 2 hours of listening to jokes and other stories on my comedy album. And then you go from stories, you go to music, and you can pull up GMoney's music. I got 5 music albums that I recorded for your listening pleasure. I got R&B, I got hip-hop, I got country western, and I got some rock and roll songs that'll rock your soul, and it's available for your listening pleasure. It's 5 music albums with 10 songs each on the music album for your listening pleasure. And those albums and individual songs are available for your purchase. So, pull up GMoney, the Pimp Comic, and listen to all the activities that I recorded on social media for your entertainment. I'm the Entertainer of the Year in Las Vegas. I'm GMoney, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell everybody so they can pull up the albums and the menus and purchase as many albums as they want. because I got enough for everybody. All right. Well, I think that's it that I have on social media to hold your attention for a while. I got hours of entertainment on social media. So just remember, look for G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Tell everybody. Heard me? All right. Well, I got one last joke for you. There was a man that walked into a bar, and he told the bartender he wanted a drink. Give him a triple shot of vodka. And the bartender said, wow, that's a serious drink. You must have had a problem. He said, yeah, I caught my wife in bed with my best friend. And he said, oh, wow, okay. Well, I'll give you one on the house. That'll make you feel better. So what did you do with your wife? I told my wife to get dressed, pack all of her clothes, and get the hell out of my house. And the wife turned around and told the man that she was in bed with, she said, I forgot to tell you he had a gun in the house. And the man said, what? You didn't tell me your husband had a gun. Girl, what we did was fun, but I got to go. I didn't know he had a gun. I'm going to get dressed, and I'm going to run out the door. Which way are you going to go? Because I'm going to go the other way. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Back to the radio show for more listening entertainment as we continue with the show. It's over and done with. And don't you know, you ain't got to go home. You just got to get the hell out of here. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you don't know, you better ask somebody. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. If you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell everybody. I want to be go viral. All right, back to the radio show. And we'll be back for more of the show.
When I was in college, I had a couple of roommates that were from San Francisco, and I was hanging out in San Francisco, and I went down the street walking, and these girls were waving at me and smiling at me, and I went back to my buddy's house, and I said, Ice, man, I was walking down the street from your house, and there was some girls waving at me. He said, those weren't girls waving at you. And I said, what? Are you serious? And I saw these group of girls over at the side, and they looked at us and started waving at us and saying, hey, come here. And my buddy's like, no, we're not going over there. And I'm like, why not? Those girls are calling us. He said, no, they're not all girls. And I looked, and I said, they all got dresses on.
Boom, boom, bubba-dum, bo-bum, bum, bum, bubba-dum.
God's plan made the man. Big booty girls rule the world. G Money got girls all over the world. G Money got hoes in all area codes. G booty girls all over the world.
And one of them was fine. She was fine as a day long. I mean, she had fur boots on that went up to her thighs.
Stand up and jump. Stand up and jump. Big booty girls, tell them what it's all about. Back it on up, big booty girls. Back it on up, big booty girls. Big booty girls run the world. Big booty girls run the world. Big booty girls all over the world.
One girl was tall and dark-skinned, and the other girl was light-skinned. She either was Creole or she was Mexican, but she was beautiful.
Shake it, big booty girl. Shake it, big booty girl. Shake it up. Shake it down. Shake it, big booty girls all over town. Shake it, big booty girl. Shake it, big booty girl. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Shake it, big booty girls all day and all night.
She sat up to her big butt just fell out. Boom! And I was like, oh, wee. Look at those big, pretty titties.
Kim got a big old butt. Karen got a big old butt.
Francina got a big old butt.
Lisa got a big old butt. George got a big old butt. Kathy got a big old butt. Cheryl got a big old butt.
Big booty girls run the world.
Kelly got a big old butt. Simone got a big old butt. April got a big old butt. Elaine got a big old butt. Michelle got a big old butt. Melinda got a big old butt. Monica got a big old butt. All my girls got big old butt.
Oh, wait. Yeah,
wait.
It looks good to me. I like
to say
that because she had a big juicy
hoop. Brenda got a big old butt. Jeffrey got a big old butt. Alan got a big old butt. Janine got a big old butt. Sonya got a big old butt. Nadine got a big old butt. Harper got a big old butt.
Big booty girls run the world.
Bridget got a big old butt. Rose got a big old butt. Wendy got a big old butt. Renee got a big old butt. Diane got a big old butt. Mary got a big old butt. Francis got a big old butt.
All my girls got big old butts. I just look like a grown woman with big breasts, big juicy booty, big legs. And a beautiful face.
I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
Big booty girls run the world. Big booty girls run the world. Big booty girls run the world.
All my girls got big old butts.
Big booty girl. I love you.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com, where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps,
and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G Money Girard's Facebook page, or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Bill, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I got the best radio station on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story, and share this information with all of your family and friends. Well, the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for us to go. Time for me to get out the air chair and go somewhere. You ain't got to go home. You just got to get the hell out of here. But before I go, I want to acknowledge some of my fans, some of my friends, some of their birthdays, as I acknowledge their birthdays today on May 26, 2022. DJ, do we have birthdays that we can shout out today?
Yes, we do have a few birthdays today. May 26, 2022. Kenya Wicks has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Kenya. Alicia Lynette, who looks like a Zeta, has a birthday today. Juanito Roberto has a birthday. Happy birthday, Juanito. Happy birthday to Kimberly Taylor. Happy birthday to Yvette Ham. Robinette D. Cross has a birthday. Happy birthday, Robinette. LaWanda Doss Mayberry has a birthday. Kenneth Foy is 65 years old today. Happy birthday, Kenneth. Jesse Vista, or Jeff Vista, has a birthday today. Joe Dixon is 62 years old today. Latavia Josephine Dandridge Jolie has a birthday today. And last but not least, Kathy M. Johnson has a birthday. Happy birthday to everyone on May 26, 2022.
Well, all right. For everybody that's celebrating their birthday today on May 26, 2022, happy birthday to you, because today is your special day. So I'm hoping that you get some really good stuff today. Make sure you get some, some cake or some ice cream or some pie or some candy. And make sure you share some with your friends, like me, because it ain't no fun if the homie can't have none. All right, well, I'm saying happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. And may you have many, many, many more. One day is a good day, and a better day comes tomorrow. Happy birthday to you today. And may you have good days today and better days tomorrow. Happy birthday to you. All right. And remember, it ain't no fun if the homie can't have none. So save me some. Give me a call. I'll be right there. That's how I like to do it. I like to share. So, all righty then. Well, that's the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for us to shut it down. For me to get out the air chair and go somewhere. I got places to go and people to see, don't you know? I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm out of here until tomorrow. Today is just Thursday, okay. I'll be back on the radio at 3 o'clock tomorrow to share some more interesting stories, jokes, and shorts with you tomorrow for your listening pleasure. So, have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. And now, let us pray.
Get money. That's what you say. You say, G, money. He's so pretty, he can kiss himself. G, money. Oh, big pretty girl run the world. Gotta love it. G, money. That's right.
Not this guy again.
Pimp crazy. Playboy Prince.
Hey, G-Money. Someone just robbed the bank. Have you seen anyone suspicious?
Madman, you were such an ugly baby. Your mother outsourced you to the maid next door,
and she breastfed you with powdered milk.
G-Money, you're so black. Your mama had to leave the light on at night so she could find you.
Batman, you were so ugly, you had to sneak up on a glass of water to get a drink.
Yeah, well, the only hoes G-Money the Pimp Comic is pimping are the ones who live with him at the old folks' home.
Batman, you were so ugly, you had to tie a bone around your neck to get the dog to play with you.
G-Money, you think smoking crack is normal.
Batman, you used to be called Tunnel Man. You wore pink tights, a red cape, and a green power belt, and you wore a turtle mask because you were always the last one to the crime scene.
G-Money is the only person who puts an outhouse on the back of his wheelchair.
Batman, your best friend was a boy in tights.
G-Money is so stupid, he thought the Asian race was how they determine the leader of China.
Batman, you're the only superhero that loses his superpowers when he gets audited by the IRS.
G-Money was born with two heads, but only half a brain.
Batman can't even fly.
It's a good thing G-Money is blind, so he can't see how ugly he is.
Batman dresses like a clown figure, like the Joker, the Penguin, or the Riddler.
G-Money got his fashion sense from watching the Fat Albert show.
Batman is the only superhero whose enemy is a clown.
G-Money is so stupid, he thinks chunky monkey ice cream is made out of actual monkeys.
Batman is an idiot. He wore black and got marked action in night school.
G-Money is so stupid, he dropped out of kindergarten.
Batman is the only superhero that if he got locked up, he couldn't get out. He'd have to do his time and wait on his appeal.
G-Money's jokes are so old, he stole them from Moses.
Batman is the only superhero that didn't have any friends. His mama would put him in the corner so he could play with his shadow.
What? This is ridiculous.
Batman, your breath is so bad. It smells like you've been eating oysters and cabbage.
G-Money is an idiot.
Batman got a little dick.
G-Money's dick is so small. Okay, you win. I'm wasting my time here. I have to go. I have crime to fight. G-Money is a fool.
Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot, and we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.